He said when the train stopped, the car door swung open, and John slid down out of the car and walked down the track. And he said, I grabbed him and said, come on, kid, let's take you to the hospital.
Boy, that's something.
But we always kid John about riding on the fencing and never fencing.
Yeah. Pretty, close call.
Yeah, that really was. Well, I can't feature how this that could happen with you. What worried me is that I told the other boy's father, I said, gee, that said that I can't figure what kept them boys in the car and that they didn't tumble out of there and get ground up under the train. I said, we could have had, wouldn't have been only pieces left of them. But it took 120 rods to stop the train. See, that's where they could stop it.
Yeah.
It was really moving. And the only reason I can feature to this day is to, I know the boys were both careful drivers. They were both of them good drivers. And they were always careful. And John had crossed that crossing for, I don't know how many years, riding a school bus. But there's one spot. There's a great big telegraph pole. I've checked it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop just right, that telegraph pole shuts off the whole crossing.
Yeah.
That train was probably a half a mile away when they came up to the crossing because it was coming that fast.
Yeah.
I don't know just how many miles the train moves in a second. Or coming 90 miles an hour, that's a mile and a half a second, ain't it?
I guess so.
Or no, a mile, a second and a half to go a mile would be one.
I don't know exactly.
How that figured out.
Miles.
Anyway, that's moving pretty fast, 60
yeah.
miles, a mile a minute. No, it'd be about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that'd be a whole, that'd be a minute. It'd be about
45
seconds.
It'd be time you'd, your presence of mind to pull up and stop and maybe look
mm-hmm.
and then shift again.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna feel guilty as all heck if I don't I keep you too long here. Well, after working a long time, anybody'd have to get what?
Tired.
And what would you say if they were very, very, very tired?
Exhausted.
Anything else?
Tired than a dog. Dog tired, that's a common expression.
Uh-huh. Tell me if any of these are ones that you would use. Fagged out?
Well, I never use fagged out. It's
perished? Beat out? Tuckered out?
Pretty well tuckered out. You might. I've heard that expression an awful lot.
Done out?
Done up.
Killed?
Well, no.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of a story.
I better
listen to my story.
Yeah. Remember, we'll postpone it till the end, then I won't feel so bad. wore out.
Wore out, yeah, that's a pretty common expression.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard people say I'm completely tuckered out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's common where I live,
yeah.
Tuckered out.